This is KUT. Austin City Council members may soon hear a unique zoning case. A nonprofit is trying to build a residential center for adults with autism in West Austin. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, that project may be dependent upon a developer getting the okay to build a new neighborhood right next door.
At question is 82 acres of land just south of FM 2222 in West Austin. The owner has gifted half the land to founders of an autism nonprofit and promised the other half to a local developer to build high-end homes. And there's more. The developers agreed to build the Autism Residential Center's first building, plus put a portion of the home sales aside to sustain the program. At a Zoning Commission meeting, parents spoke about what a residence for adults with autism could mean. Heidi Carabine, mother of a 21-year-old son with autism, addressed commissioners Tuesday.
You guys have the chance to vote yes to this project that can keep these children alive and thriving, and to bring out their best of their abilities.
Commissioners had no problem okaying the zoning change for the Autism Center, but they voted against zoning for the home development, concerned that the development would be too dense for the area, causing an uptick in traffic. Project representatives say it's all or nothing. Without the profit from the new homes, the Autism Center is just not feasible. Here's Polly Tommy, founder of the nonprofit behind the proposed center.
For every day that we don't push this zoning forward, the futures of adults with autism is pretty dire.
But Tommy holds widely debunked beliefs regarding the cause of autism. Representatives for the Tommy family did not make them available for comment. But here she is in an old interview talking about the need to question vaccine safety.
I didn't once question that there could be a problem with vaccines because my doctor didn't say that there ever could be. And I want to help those parents coming in question everything. Please question everything, because life with vaccine injury is, I can't think of a worse life.
Tommy also founded the Autism Media Channel, which has produced at least 5 videos featuring the author of a debunked study linking the MMR vaccine to autism. Councilmember Jimmy Flanagan represents one of the districts the Autism Center would be built in. He says he's not sure the founders' beliefs are relevant to a zoning case.
Zoning cases are about size and nature of buildings and traffic impact and park impact and community impact. Whether or not someone is going to be promoting a bad theory, unless they're doing it at a certain decibel level, I'm not sure that falls under the applicable ways to zone property.
For now, folks wanting to build the Autism Center in these new homes are left waiting for a hearing before the full council, where Flanagan and others could take a final vote on both zoning changes. No vote has been scheduled yet. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.